As the bombs continue to fall like rain on Gaza, Norwegians gather to condemn what they call the terrorist regime of Israel. It was the Palestine Committee of Norway that gave an emergency call for demonstrations all across the country. The main protest took place in Oslo, outside the heavily guarded Israeli embassy. The keynote speakers came from several organizations and associations working for the Palestinian cause.
There are all sorts of people here with different ethnicities, religions and cultural backgrounds. They've been chanting slogans against the occupation of Palestine and the ongoing Israeli aggression. And they expect their government to be more proactive in putting an end to the Israeli crimes and terror in Gaza.
The mainstream media portrays the Israeli aggression on Gaza as a mere retaliation. But reportedly, it was Israel that started it. The Israeli attacks started with assassination of a high-ranking Palestinian commander.
You take my water, burn my olive trees, destroy my house, take my job, steal my land, imprison my father, kill my mother, bomb my country, starve us all, humiliate us all. But I am to blame. I shot the rocket back.
My Norwegian expectation from Norway is that Norway stand very firm against the Israeli occupation. We close this damn embassy that is still standing here. This is an occupation embassy that is still in the middle of Oslo. This is not totally accepted. Norway have to say its word against the occupation, and it has to support the human rights of the Palestinian people.
Norway is generally seen as a pro-Palestinian country. 5 years ago, it was the first Western country to recognize the Palestinian government, including Hamas. The foreign minister at the time, Jonas Gahr Støre, was ironically called the Palestinians' best friend by some Israeli lobbies. Surprisingly, the current foreign minister has blamed the Palestinians for the attack on Gaza, and he says that Israel has the right to defend itself.
We want the Norwegian government to condemn what Israel is doing to the Palestinian people.
While Europe stayed focused on Syria, the sufferings in Gaza have been lately ignored in the mainstream media. This demonstration sends a message to the Norwegian government that it has to act now, or the world may see a replica of what happened in Gaza 4 years ago. Rehan Nekvison, Press TV, Oslo.